An old red hat. Ada had a nest.
What have you got there?
Asked Mum.
1, 2, 3 eggs in a nest, said Ada.
That's not a nest, said Mum. That's my old red hat.
I'm going to sell the eggs at the market, said Ada.
Ada got on the bus to go to market. A boy on the bus saw Ada.
What have you got there?
He asked.
1, 2, 3 eggs in a nest, said Ada.
That's not a nest, said the boy. That's an old red hat.
A lady on the bus saw Ada.
Let me see. What have you got there?
She asked.
I have got 1, 2, 3 eggs in a nest, said Ada.
I'll give you 3 pennies for the eggs, said the lady.
Ada got off the bus at the market. A man at the market saw Ada.
What have you got there?
He asked.
1, 2, 3 pennies, said Ada.
What can I get with 3 pennies?
Give me the 3 pennies and you can have this, said the man.
Ada got back on the bus. A girl on the bus saw Ada.
What have you got there?
She asked.
Ada shook her head and smiled. She got off the bus and went home.
Mum saw Ada.
What have you got there?
She asked.
It's for you,
said Ada.
It was a new red hat.
Thank you, Ada, said Mum.
The Mouse with No Name. One day, Miss Green came into school with 5 little white mice.
These are the new school pets, she said. This one's name is Billy, this one's name is Boo, this one's name is Millie, and this one's name is Sue. But this little one has no name.
The little mouse with no name looked sad. Then the wind blew, and Miss Green dropped the mouse.
Whoosh! The mouse!
The little mouse with no name ran out of the door. He ran down the stairs and into the hall.
A mouse! A mouse! Said the dinner lady, and she chased the little mouse.
The little mouse with no name ran out into the playground.
A mouse! A mouse! Said the cat,
and then she chased the little mouse.
There he is!
The mouse ran up a tree.
A mouse! A mouse!
Said the big bird. And he got the mouse, and off he flew. Then the wind blew, and the bird dropped the mouse. Down, down, down went the little mouse. The children looked and looked, but no one could find the little mouse with no name.
Oh, no! Poor little mouse.
The cat will get him,
the children said.
Or the bird will get him.
Or the dinner lady will get him.
They were all very sad. The children went back into the classroom. Miss Green took off her coat and there was the mouse, fast asleep in the hood of her coat. Now, the little mouse has a name. His name is Lucky.
Mr. Fox's socks. Grandma had made Mr. Fox some socks.
They will keep you warm at night, said Grandma.
Mr. Fox took the socks home in a long red box. When he got home, he put the box down. Then he made his tea. Mr. Fox saw a hole in the box. Who made that hole? Said Mr. Fox. He looked in the box. Mr. Fox saw a hole in his socks. Who made that hole? Said Mr. Fox. He looked in the socks. Mr. Fox saw one, two, three little mice in his socks.
Hey! This is not your home, said Mr. Fox. It is my sock.
That night, Mr. Fox had a dream about his socks and the mice.
Oh dear, said Mr. Fox. Come in, said Mr. Fox. You can have my socks. I do not need these black socks. I have my own socks on my feet, and I never get holes in them. Good night.
The Tortoise and the Baboon. Baboon met Tortoise. He wanted to play a trick.
Come to my house for dinner, said Baboon.
Tortoise walked slowly under the hot sun. He took a long time to get to Baboon's house. When at last he got to Baboon's house, it was hot, he was tired, and he was hungry.
What took you so long? Laughed Baboon. You were too late.
Baboon had eaten all the food. Tortoise was angry. He had walked a long way and he was hungry. So Tortoise made a plan.
Come to my house for dinner tomorrow, said Tortoise.
When Baboon got to Tortoise's house, Tortoise said,
You must wash your hands first. Go to the river.
Baboon set off across the mud to the river and washed his hands. When he got back, Tortoise said,
Your hands are all muddy. You must wash them again.
So Baboon set off across the mud and washed his hands again. When Baboon got back, Tortoise said,
Your hands are all muddy again.
Once more, Tortoise sent Baboon to the river. The smell of dinner made Baboon hungry. He ran back from the river across the mud. Baboon was hot, he was tired, and he was hungry. When he got back, Tortoise laughed.
What took you so long? You are too late, said Tortoise, and your hands are still dirty.
Tortoise had eaten all the food.
Foolish baboon!
No problem. Dad bought Sammy a new jacket. Thanks, Dad, said Sammy. Do you like it? Asked Dad. Yes, said Sammy. I like the jacket, but I don't like green. No problem, said Dad. Let's take it back to the shop and get you a blue jacket. Dad and Sammy went to town. They went to the shop, but there were no blue jackets. Let's look at the red jackets, said Dad. Then Dad met a friend. Sammy was bored. He looked at the red jackets. Then he looked at the football boots. Then he looked for Dad. Dad wasn't there. There were lots and lots of people. But Dad was not there. Sammy went up to a shop assistant. Please, can you help me? He said. I've lost my Dad. No problem, said the shop assistant. Sammy and the shop assistant looked for Dad. Is that him? No. Is that him? No. That's him, said Sammy. The one in the green jacket. Sammy! Dad! Let's go home now, said Sammy. There are too many people in town. Yes, said Dad. But what about your jacket? No problem, said Sammy. I'm going to keep the green one. But you don't like green, said Dad. I do now, said Sammy.
Little Mouse Deer and the Crocodile. One day Little Mouse Deer went to the river. He was hungry. He could see leaves and fruit on the other side of the river. Now in the river there was a crocodile. The crocodile was hungry too. He wanted to eat Little Mouse Deer. When Crocodile saw Little Mouse Deer, he said,
Do you want to get to the other side of the river? I can help you.
Little Mouse Deer did not want Crocodile to help him.
Crocodile will not help me, he said to himself. He will eat me.
So Little Mouse Deer said,
The king wants me to count how many crocodiles there are in the river. Make a line in the river, said Little Mouse Deer. Then I can count how many crocodiles there are.
So all the crocodiles made a line in the river. Then Little Mouse Deer jumped on the first crocodile. As he jumped, Little Mouse Deer said,
One!
Then he jumped on the next crocodile. As he jumped, Little Mouse Deer said,
Two!
Then he jumped on the next crocodile, and the next, and the next. As he jumped, he said,
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
When he jumped on the last crocodile, he said,
Ten!
By now, Little Mouse Deer was on the other side of the river.
How many of us are there? Said Crocodile.
"There are 10," said Little Mouse Deer. "And they are all like you. Foolish!" Then Little Mouse Deer went off to eat leaves and fruit, but Crocodile was still hungry.
"I am hungry.